Yeah, it's a big play for us. I was watching up on the Jumbotron, and something just looked a little off at first. I thought we might have got somebody got bowled over right away, or it was going to get blocked, or we muffed the – we didn't catch it right. And then I saw Krabby running out the backside. I couldn't believe it. That's a gutsy call. I mean, gutsy call. You got to score on that. Fourth and 26 from the 27, so – they've had some, I remember I said it last year, one of the most incredible plays I've been a part of was that fake punt or fake return that they did against us last year where Knox ran it back for a touchdown, and they called that phantom holding call. It was kind of probably fun to get some special teams redemption on them tonight.
Aaron, the coach said the reason he called it, a variety of reasons, but one of them was to send a message to the team. What kind of message did you get out of that?
I'm just gonna stick with gutsy. That was that's quite a call. Glad it worked.
What did the running game do for you tonight in the way of selling play action, controlling the ball, etc.?
Well, they were probably about 90% too high. We've played, there's been times where they've played that way. In 2007, they had a string of like 48 straight plays playing Tampa 2. Same thing in 2009. We saw a lot of the same defenses. We played them down there in 10, and it's a two-shell game, so they wanted to play a lot of two-shells, which means we had to run the ball. We ran it better tonight. Cedric did a good job of making plays when there was a hole and making plays when there wasn't. So. It's good to have him out there. Good to get him 20 carries tonight. He did a good job, and good job finishing the game for us.
Aaron, is everybody
going to
play?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't think anybody's going to play us maybe the way Chicago does. I mean, they're very soft in the secondary. I mean, it's two shell, and then the safeties are high. They're trying to prevent the big play, keep everything in front of them. They do a good job rallying to the football and making plays on the ball. And you got to give them credit. They're a solid defense. But still, we'd like to move the ball a little more effectively, probably.
You just missed Nelson for a touchdown. You just missed James for a touchdown. Do you feel like you're just that close to getting back where you want to be?
Yeah, pretty close.
Did it hurt in your elbow?
Yeah, I probably should have. Probably should have called a draw play on that third down. I couldn't grip the ball. I went back to throw it, and the ball just slipped out of my hand. I got hit on the elbow, a funny bone, and just had some weird sensation in my hand. I couldn't grip the ball, so I had to let those nerves kind of come back and threw some on the sideline, and it slowly went away.
Did you sense any worry this week, any anxiety?
Nope. No. You guys had some worry, and we're kind of fueling some of the panic. We showed a clip in one of our meetings of the scene from Semi-Pro when Will Ferrell's fighting the bear. The bear gets out of the cage, and the scene where he's yelling, "Everybody panic." That's kind of a joke, just because inside the facility there wasn't any panic. Outside, I think people were worried, lose to Chicago, and then you're kind of putting yourself behind eight ball a little bit, but a good win for us. We're 1-1. Again, it's one game. We got to get better on offense. Defense played incredible.
Ryan Braun here tonight supporting you. That relationship continues to grow. Good to see him here.
Yeah, he didn't sit in my box, though. Clay got him. But Ryan is a great friend, and good to have him and Ricky Weeks up here. They're having a heck of a run right now. It's fun to follow them, and hopefully they can keep it going into the playoffs.
Surprised he called it?
No, it was a good play. I like the play call, but just not on the same page with James there. I was expecting him to come out flat. He started out flat, and then he kind of took it up, and it's about as frustrating as it gets right there.
Even though there wasn't any worry, can you appreciate what this win means in terms of difference from losing?
Yeah, it feels good to win. It feels good to win again. The interviews this week were had a lot of worry in them in the questions they were asked. Not necessarily my weekly at my locker, but a couple of the other interviews were shall we say, a little negative about our team. We played a real good team week one, played a good team week two. So we're going to keep trying to improve, and it's good to be 1-1.